to the Naked Tarot Podcast with your host, Janet Boyer. Get ready to strip down with the most provocative voice in tarot.
Hello, and welcome to the Naked Tarot Podcast. I'm your host, Janet Boyer, otherwise known as the Tarot Maven. I'm the author of Back in Time Tarot, Tarot in Reverse, and the upcoming Naked Tarot, Sassy Strip Down Advice. With my artist husband, Ron Boyer, I am also the co-creator of the Snowland Deck and the Coffee Tarot. I invite you to visit my website, janetboyer.com, where hundreds of reviews and other goodies await. If you'd like to support my work, I am also on Patreon at patreon.com/janetboyer, where I have exclusive weekly tarot spreads, monthly AstroTarot forecasts, and other fun things just for my patrons. Today, I'm going to briefly talk about the LWB. You may have seen that abbreviation in tarot talk online. The LWB stands for the little white book that accompanies a tarot deck. Now, 20 years ago or more, that was basically all that accompanied a tarot deck in a box, was this little white pamphlet of only a few pages that had nothing more than keywords on it. Well, some people have been saying over the years that you should just toss out the little white book. It's completely useless. You should use your own intuition or what have you to interpret a deck, and that the companion booklet is useless. Now, there's a blogger out there. Somebody retweeted a comment, a quote from his blog. So I haven't read the whole blog for the context. But what this blogger supposedly said was, if you're someone who's not picked up a tarot deck before and you've not been spending time reading about tarot, read the little white book. Don't listen to the asshole who said you shouldn't read it because they're better than the little white book. Now, I find that strong language. I'm not afraid to call a person an idiot or ignorant or uninformed, but to call someone an asshole just because they say to toss out the little white book of a deck and, don't go with that to learn tarot, I think is a little bit harsh. Now, years ago, this may have been true to an extent, because little white books back then were very, very short, as I said, and they encourage rote learning, really non-intuitive learning. For example, they may literally have only one or two keywords, even some nowadays. Like, for example, there's the White Sage Tarot, which is an adorable deck, self-published, that I like. But there is only, one or two, keywords for each of the cards. For example, Hermit, the upright would be spiritual or loner. Reversed would be meditation, quiet time. And a little advice of quiet the chatter both inside and outside, and the chakra the creator associates with it. Now, these days, we've got some pretty nice companion booklets that come with decks. I mean, chunky little companion books that are sometimes even illustrated with black and white images or even glossy color images. A really nice one is the Naked Heart Tarot Guidebook by Jillian C. Wild. I have her first edition, and I believe just today her second edition goes on sale or pre-orders. I'm not really sure, so I'm not positive what her website is. I'm looking. JillianCWilde.com. JillianCWilde.com. And her companion book is lovely. Jam-packed full of information, including the message of the card, additional meanings, reversed meanings, and the symbolic keys, the symbol she chose for each image and why. So nowadays, especially the self-published decks you may see at Kickstarter or Indiegogo or for sale on Etsy, have really, really nice thick companion booklets. So, of course those would be extremely helpful in learning a deck and learning tarot. So the advice to toss out the little white book mostly held true, 20 years ago or so, for the really little literal white pamphlets that only have a couple keywords. Personally, I've never found them helpful. A lot of times they'll even have repeat keywords on there. Like, it might have confidence for both strength and, let's say, Queen of Wands, or sorrow for both Five of Cups or Three of Swords. And so, you know, it just doesn't give, I feel, tarot readers enough information to really, you know, dig their, you know, teeth into, to sink their teeth into, to really understand and get what it means. But to call, you know, people assholes to, you know, who recommend throwing out the little white book, I think is, you know, pretty extreme. Now, some people, I think, who recommend not to use the little white book, maybe they're saying, you know, that they're not thinking that they're better. It just might, you know, mean that they feel that they have found a better way to learn tarot, you know. Like I said, none of the little white books help me, you know, especially when they have the same keywords, you know. And I guess this person went on to say, too, judging from another retweet that I had read, that, you know, how can we say that we know better than the deck creator what a card means? Well, this is very interesting because, in case you don't know, my husband and I both co-created, he did the art for two decks, the Snowland deck and the Coffee Tarot. If you want to see any one of those, it's at janaboyer.com. But here's an interesting thing. I wrote a companion book to the Snowland deck, right? And it's been out over 5 years. And yesterday, I was on the Tarot Insider radio show at psychictalk.net. I am the new co-host there for Tarot Insider with Dax Carlisle. So if you ever want to hear me live, I am there every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we talk about tarot and we do mini readings throughout the show for callers. It's a totally live show. So psychictalk.net, check that out. I'm on every Wednesday with Dax Carlisle, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, anyway, towards the end of the show, we opened up the lines for live readings. And I was using our Snowland deck. And the last caller, she wanted to know, she applied for medical school, didn't go get accepted, and wanted some advice. Well, here's the funny thing. And now, remember, this is a deck that my husband and I created. I pulled the three emoting card for her, which is the equivalent of the Three of Cups in tarot. And it shows three snow monkeys. I think they're called Makais or something, in a hot spring in Japan. And it's obviously a rocky, mountainous terrain. And there's a little penguin serving them drinks and coconuts. But there's nothing about that image that says sun or the south or hot weather or anything. And there's nothing in my companion book that I wrote that indicates any of that. But for whatever reason, when I drew that card, the, you know, traditional meaning popped in my mind about, you know, getting together with girls and celebrating. But that wasn't the first thing. The first thing that came to my mind was hot weather. And I just kind of blurted out because we were running out of time anyway. And I said, I just sense that you're going to be going South Florida, Miami, actually, have fun with the girls and celebrate. And she interrupts me and said, I'm going to Miami next week. And I'm like, what? I still get surprised after all these years doing readings and being accurate. I still get surprised. I am totally not enamored with my gift. It just surprises me as much as anybody, perhaps more so. And there was nothing about this image that said Miami or the South or you know, hot or even being with the girls, even though the Three of Cups traditionally does show three women with cups in the air, and that could indicate, you know, going out with the girls and celebrations or what have you. But for some reason that came to me, and here she explained that she's going to be going to Miami with some girlfriends to celebrate a birthday, which is what I was going to say. And so, it was interesting, and I gave her the reading, you know, that, in here, you know, about relocation, and she said her girlfriends had been, trying to encourage her to move down there. And I said, well, you know, this card really seems to indicate that that is a good thing. When you're down there, make sure you keep your ears and eyes open for networking. I guess some guy wanted to hook up with her, and I says, don't even pay attention to romance or romantic things. I says, you know, this could really benefit you with your vocation, which is what she called about. She didn't call about romance. She called about her educational trajectory and her vocation. And I said, keep your ears open down there, you know, while you're networking and having fun. I said, do have fun and celebrate and let loose. And I says, but don't be surprised if you're going to be networking down there, that is going to show you your next step. And then she said, you know, that her girlfriends wanted her to move down to Miami, and it just felt extremely right. And all this came within, I swear, 10 seconds. And so I'm saying all this to say, here I am as a deck creator. And even though I said in the companion book, you know, I explain the image as it being set in Japan, the Japanese snow monkeys, they're in the hot springs, and I provide, excuse me, you know, keywords and intuitive questions and writing prompts and what have you with my companion book, there's nothing in there to indicate the summer, hot weather, the southern United States, Florida, let alone Miami. And so, you know, to answer this blogger who says, you know, who are we to think that we know better than a deck creator? I will say that. I am a deck co-creator, and I say you know best. You know, do not listen to us, or do not listen, you know, do not heed every single thing that we as deck creators and tarot authors say if your intuition is telling you something different. You know, if I put too much stock in the companion book, let's say somebody else had created this deck, and I had a companion book, and I was first starting out, perhaps I would, you know, have wanted to bow to the knowledge of that tarot creator and not even think. It wouldn't, and even if it entered my mind, I might have dismissed it, you know, because it'd be like, oh, it looks foggy and mountainous and maybe even cool outside, except that the springs are hot, you know, and I might have dismissed the hot weather, the South Florida, Miami, let alone, which is an extremely, you know, hot city. So I say, you know, your intuition knows better. I'm not saying to discount necessarily what a tarot author says or a deck co-creator, because obviously they're going to give you some incredible insights into the symbols they chose and why, and some of the background of the cards, and perhaps even interesting ways of looking at a card. But I don't think, as even a tarot author and a deck co-creator, that we are the end-all and be-all. You know, we're not the moon, we're the person pointing, you know, to the moon. So I don't think a deck creator does know best, you know, quote unquote, when it comes to intuition and reading intuitively or psychically. I always go by a quote that a dear friend of mine, she passed away a few years ago. She was the co-founder of, well, actually the creator and founder of ANSWR, A New Standard in Relating, a personality system. And she always said to me, Janet, trust self first, last, and only. And I didn't really get it until after she died. And I'm realizing that more and more. And, you know, your mileage may vary with that quote. But for me, it's been a very good lantern, almost like a hermit's lantern that leads and guides me to my best and highest self and my best and highest path. So I say, you know, when it's all said and done, don't dismiss your intuitive hits, even if they vary wildly from the image that is shown to you. And or if it varies wildly from what the tarot deck creator, tarot author, deck companion, book writer has said. So should you toss out the little white book? Not if it helps you. Not if you find it helpful. I don't think most of the really thin books are helpful to learn tarot. I think they can be confusing and very limiting. The thicker companion books that come with a deck obviously are better. And companion books themselves, the full-length ones that now come like in the big box sets or are available separately. For example, I'm almost done writing the Coffee Tarot companion book that's going to be available separate from our deck. I think, honestly, the best tarot books on the market, and I've said this for, oh my gosh, probably 10 years now, the best tarot books on the market are deck companion books. Not all of them, obviously, but some of the best ones happen to be deck companion books. For example, Ian Daniels' Tarot of the Vampires has one of the best companion books. The Green Witch Tarot, even though it's a lot more brief than the Tarot of the Vampires, the Green Witch Tarot Companion is also a really good companion book because she talks about the choices for the plants and the animals and the symbolism, and it's a very empowering take on the tarot. So some of my favorite books in the tarot are companion books, the full-length ones. So little white books, not so helpful. Fortunately, most decks don't come with that anymore. They come with thicker books, you know, little companion books that fit within the box. Those still may not be as helpful. And then, of course, there's the full-length companion books, which are some of the best on the market. But again, always trust self first, last and only when it comes to psychic impressions. And I thought you might enjoy that story that just happened yesterday, you know, a little over 24 hours ago, with me drawing R3 emoting card from the Snowland deck and getting an impression that had nothing to do with the image or anything I wrote in the companion book. So, you know, do what you feels best. Always trust your intuition. And thank you so much for listening to me. Again, this is Janet Boyer on the Naked Tarot Podcast. Come visit me at janetboyer.com. If you ever have any questions, feel free to email me. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.